Die holden mich nie, da flammer alle von mir beis. War mich nie. Heuchel, Truma, Chometz für Pesach. If somebody eats Truma, that's Chometz on Pesach. You have a piece of a bread, that's Truma. You made a Truma from before Pesach, and now it became Pesach, and you waited b'shoigig. Is Alocha, Mishalem, Kerem, v'chomish. You have to have the regular Alocha, that you pay a Kerem, v'chomish. That's the Alocha of the Yisrael, eats Truma. The Shegeg, Alocha is, you have to pay back Chomish, a Kerem, and a Chomish. You have to eat another fifth. B'mezid, if you eat a B'mezid, the Alocha is Potter mitashlumim, u'mizmei eitzim. If you eat it on Pesach, you eat Chomets on Pesach, that's Truma, you Potter mitashlumim, u'mizmei eitzim. You don't have to pay back anything. So Rashi explains, B'shegeg means Sheshogag b'truma. You forgot this bread is Truma. The afilu hazed b'chomets, even if you ate it b'mezid, so the chomets. Like Yechayiv Chorus, so what? Since you ate the truma b'shegeg, this is the halacha, whenever you eat truma for Yisrael, eat truma b'shegeg, he has to pay to the koyein a keren and a chomish. Mishalam keren b'chomish. The afagad lehev shavim midi, this is the kasha, the chura chomets on Pesach is not worth anything. The chomets on Pesach also b'no. Miu shegeg the truma the sivbei the chamishisa yosef olov. The Torah says if you eat truma, so you have to pay back the keren, the value of it to the kohen, and you have to add another fifth. If it was worth $4, you have to pay back one fifth more. The nosan la kohen es hakodesh. The pasuk says you have to give to the kohen the kodesh. That means we darshin dover haroyus lias kodesh sheeino yochol l'shalom loy hamoyis. You can't pay back money. Eloha Peris. You have to pay back the koyin Peris. Via tashlumim nasin truma. That's halacha. When you eat truma b'shegeg, when you pay back, you have to give back Peris, and this Peris automatically becomes truma. Kidlakamon. So we say now, lav lefi dama mishalim. Halacha is, if you ate an apple from a koyin that was truma, you don't have to pay back the value of the apple. Elo lefi midu mishalim. This is one way to learn. The halacha is, if you ate one apple, you have to pay back another apple. Lefi midah. How much you took away, that's how much you have to give back. Even though it's not worth anything. Hilkach, lav bosar dama maslinim. By truma, we don't go bosar how much it was worth. Like here, you ate truma, that was chometz on Pesach. It's not worth anything. It's also banor. Still we say, if you ate a b'shegeg, you have the chiv to pay back to the kohen a bread. Or you have to pay back another piece of bread. You can't pay it back on Pesach, b'shtetzich. So you have to give it back after Pesach. After Pesach, give him back chometz, and you have to be meisiv another fifth. That's the loch of the Mishnah. If you do it b'mezid, though, Rashi says, shehezid b'truma. If you're mezid, as you knew this bread was truma, and you went and ate it, or Yisrael went to eat it, he's potter to pay back. Why? So Rashi says, afilu shogag b'chometz. Even if you did not know it was Pesach, still potter min atashlumim. If the truma was tamei, and all the kohen could do with it is just use it to burn it, to have hanor from the burning, you don't have to pay back to the kohen the demei, the money, how much the eitzim was worth. Why? That's the halacha. If you eat truma b'mezid, then there's no din to pay back an extra fifth. The klal is, if you ate it b'mezid, when you're paying back, it's not called a special kapora, you get the forgiveness by paying back. V'yeinas in truma. Hu adin, when you pay back, you don't have to give back peris. It doesn't become truma. You sound like a regular gazlan, like you stole from the kohen, you have to pay him back money. Dega b'chomesh b'shkog iksiv. That's what the Torah says, you have to pay back an extra fifth, which is a pshat that's called the kapora, that's only if you ate truma b'shogeg. You forgot, you didn't realize it was truma. Avu mezid. But if you know it's truma, and the Yisrael goes and eats truma, the locher is einoy ella kishar gazlin bialma. You're like a regular gazlin. You're stealing from the kohen. O mishalim mois. You have to pay back the kohen the money. And how much? O lufi domim. You have to pay back the kohen. How much it was worth to the kohen b'shas you stole it? Like every gazlin, you pay kishas akzela. V'loy lufi amida. You don't pay back how many pounds of apples you took. You pay back how much it's worth. Now here, you ate this bread on Pesach. V'chomets b'Pesach la ba'domim. It's not worth a penny. V'yosef ba'no. V'yaf l'esek lehev yichaz ilay. A kohen can't even use this truma to burn it. It's mamash osef ba'no. V'lav midi yafsedei. Therefore, it's not considered you stole anything from the Kohen. Therefore, the Mishnah says, if you ate the chometz on Pesach, the mezid, you're potter mitashlumim. Because when you eat truma, the mezid, it's called like you stole from the Kohen. Here it's osav anor, so you didn't steal a penny from the Kohen. You don't have to pay back anything. But if you ate it b'shegeg, b'shegeg the halacha is, if you eat truma b'shegeg, there's a new halacha. It's not called you're paying back b'teres a gazdin, but it's rather called back b'teres a kaporam, that you have to pay back l'fi mida mishalim. How much you took, that's how much you have to pay back, and it becomes truma automatically, and you have to be moist of a chomish. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah, even on Pesach, that chometz is something, and you have to pay back, you have to Pesach, you have to give the kohen back, keren, that midom, how much bread you took, you have to pay back, and you have to add another fifth to it. So the Gemara, Tanan Hossam, learned the Mishnah in Trumas, ha'echal truma b'shoigig, stam, if a Yisrael goes and eats truma, one Yisrael was mafresh to Truma, you have payers growing in Eretz Yisrael, you have to take off Truma Semaisus. Now a Yisrael went and ate the Truma. Is Beshoigeg Mishalan Karen Vachemish? Echod Eichel, whether you ate the Truma, the Echod Ashoisa, whether the Yisrael drank it. In other words, you had grapes, and you made wine out of it, and you drank the wine, that's also Chayiv. The Echod Asach, if you take the Shemen and you rub it on your body, that's also an Issa of Truma. If you rub yourself with the oil of truma, it's like you drank it. Therefore, even sikh is also chayiv. So Rashi says, "Dilu gozlo v'shlichu nor afilu b'shoydig to lo yada shi truma ena mishalam chaymish." Like we'll soon see, the chiddush here is that's how we say if you do b'shegeg b'truma, you have to pay back a chaymish. That's only if you eat it. The Torah says ki yoichal. If you eat truma, that's the halacha. You have to pay back a chaymish. So what's considered eating? We're saying now you could eat it or you drink it or else you rub it on your body. That's all b'chlal shtiya. Mashenke, if you would take the truma and throw it to the yam, or stam bimazikit, then there's no halacha to pay back a chaymish. That's a regular din gazlin. You're like stealing from a kohen, and you have to pay back like a gazlin the money. When do you have to pay back a chaymish? Only if you ate the truma. What's called eating? Mamish eating, drinking it, or else sicha rubbing it is also called kishriya. Echa truma temeya. Even if the truma is temeya, it's still called you took something from the kohen, because the kohen could use truma temeya, you could burn it. The echa truma teira is mishalein chaymish v'chumsha d'chumsha. Halacha is, whatever you took, you have to pay back that midah, and you have to add a fifth to it. Now the fifth that you give to the kohen also becomes truma. Therefore, if another Yisrael, or even this Yisrael, goes again and eats this chaymish, he has to pay back another keren and another fifth of this chaymish. That's called v'chumsha d'chumsha. From the fifth that you pay back, it also becomes truma, and it has the regular halacha. If somebody eats the truma, he has to pay back the value, the meter of it, and a fifth more. Like Rashi says, v'chaymish chumsha. Shatashlumim nas in truma. When you pay back the koyin, it becomes truma. If you go and eat now that first fifth that you gave, when you eat it, it's like eating truma, that you have to pay back how much it was, and you have to add another fifth on that also. That's the loch of truma. Now we boil who? This is a shaila now. If the Yisrael goes and eats truma from a kohen, and we say now he has to pay back a chaymish, the keren, the value of it, and another fifth. How do we count the keren and the chaymish? Lufi midah mishalim. Do we say, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, we go lufi midah? If you ate two apples of truma, you have to pay back to the kohen two apples and one fifth more. Or lufi dama mishalim. Or else, no. We have to say you ate two apples. At that time, it was worth a dollar. You have to pay back a dollar's worth to the kohen. Let's say later, one apple's worth a dollar. All you have to do is just give back one apple, not two apples. That's the shaila. When you eat truma b'shegeg, that you have to pay back keren and chaymish, do we say lefi midah, just how much you took, that's how much you have to give back, or else the value? No, we see how much the value was, and you have to pay back the value of what you took. So it must sound like this. Kol heicha dimi karishavi abozuzi. If metchila, you ate a pound of apples, and it was worth $4. Ulebsoif shav yezuzi. At the end, when you want to pay back now, a week, a month later, a pound is only worth a dollar. L'tsayv shav ezuzi. As you ate it, the pound was worth $4. Now it's only worth $1. Loiti boiloch devade kidimikor mishalim. According to everybody holds now, you can't just give back 1 pound, because 1 pound is only worth $1 now. And when you ate it, it was worth $4. So everybody holds you have to give back $4 worth of peiros now. Why? Kidimikor mishalim ufi domin. To loigor migazlin. Because you're not worse than a regular gazlin. You lamaisa a truma, you stole from the kohen. Even though you did it b'shoigig, so what? Another mischayef exela, even b'shoigig. So you're not worse than a regular gazlin. The Tanan, the Gemara Mishnah says in Baba Kamra, what's the loch of a regular gazlin if you steal something from your friend? And the klal is, kol ha-gazlonim, mishalmim tishasa gzela. Whenever you steal something, if you steal a pound of apples on the first of the month, and on the first of the month, the pound of apples is worth $5. And you want to pay back on the 20th of the month? On the 20th of the month, a pound of apples is only worth $2. You can't just give back a pound of apples. You have to give back 2 pounds. You have to pay, call out Gazlon and Mishalm Kashasak Zalem. How much it was worth, Mishash, you stole it was worth $4 then. You have to pay him back later $4 worth of apples. That's the loch of a Gazlon. Here also, when you ate this truma from the Kayin, you good with saying now b'shoigig. It's called the kaporadik alocha, that you have to pay back another chaymish, but it's not worth you also a gazlin. As a chutz from the gazlin, you have a new din to pay back a chaymish, but you're not worse than poshut you stole from the Kayin. So pshitif, when you ate it, it was worth $4 a pound. Even though now when you're paying back, the pound is only worth $1, you can't just give back 1 pound, you have to give him back 4 pounds. You have to give him back $4 worth. The Rashi says, "Kolaychu demikaro kishoch lehevi shav hakiyura dollar zuz. If the pound was worth $4, vashter kishim shalim shav zuzam. And now the pound is only worth $1. V'sulo not more. Loimi boiloch. Nina midi ichbor lei achilas truma betashdu me midor. True. The kapora you're gonna have is by paying back the midor. You ate a pound, pay back a pound. True. Mihu, but memoina the kain oichul. You also ate the kain's money. You ate his truma." It's not worse than stam you ate somebody else's food, you stole it. You have to pay back the way it was worth, b'shas you stole it. So if you eat truma, you're not worse than a poshuto gazlin. So pshito, you have to pay back how much it was worth, b'shas gzela. Now where's our shal negeya? The shal is like this. Kiti boiloch, when do I have our shaila? When do we clear that? When do we have our suffix? Dimikora shav yezuzi. At the beginning, when you ate the truma b'shoigig, it was only worth $1. You ate a pound of apples, and it was worth $1. Ulibsoif, now when you want to pay back, shav yarbur. The pound of apples is now worth $4. That's the shaila. If you be a regular gazlin, you don't have to pay back any more pound of apples. You only pay back $1 worth of apple. Since at the time you stole it, it was worth $1, you owe him $1, you only have to pay back $1 worth. Here the shaila, now my, now that you ate a b'shoigig, and we see there's a new halacha of a chaymish, you have to eat another fifth, what's the halacha? Do we say, l'fimidu mishalim, we still have to pay back as much as you took. If you took a pound, you have to pay back a pound. Even though this pound is worth more now, so what? The kapora has to be, l'fimidu how much you took. The yomalei, we tell you, Giruya ochal, you ate a pound of truma. Giruya mishalim, you have to pay back a pound. Lefimida, that's the kapora of eating a b'shoigig. Even though a gazlin only pays back the value of it, but if you ate truma b'shoigig, that's a new kapora de kalocha. Here you go, lefimida. Oidilma, maybe no. Even here, when you eat a b'shoigig, still I'll tell you, lefidam mishalim. You only have to pay back how much it was worth what you ate. So b'zuz ochal, true, at the beginning you ate a pound, but that pound was worth $1. Is now when you're paying back, you don't have to pay back a pound anymore. But the zuz mishalim, you have to pay back $1's worth. True, when you ate it b'shoigeg, you can't pay back money. You have to give back apples, whatever you ate. You any truma that you ate, you have to pay back those peiros. But how much peiros you have to pay back? Maybe it'll be the value of what you ate. If you ate $1's worth of peiros, you have to pay back now $1's worth of peiros. Even though now it's half the weight. So what? You go to Fidomim. That's the suffix. Rashi says, Giru Mishalim, V'yafagav deshav yahash detvei, even though right now it's worth much more, because you have to go buster how much it's worth. Or Dilma, maybe no, lefi dami mishalim. The afagav, don't forget, the first tithe is lefi mida. You ate a pound, you have to give back a pound, even though a pound is worth much more now. Or Dilma lefi dami mishalim. No, you go buster the value of it. You ate a pound, you ate a dollar's worth, you have to pay back a dollar's worth. The afagav dik bidu atoira, lishalim peris, even though here it's a chiddush. If you eat truma b'shoigeg, you can't just pay back the value of the money to the kohen. You badavka have to pay back peiros. And these peiros, these fruits, become now truma. Still, I'll tell you, lo yekpidu, the Torah was only makpid, was wanted, elo lefi adomim, only to see how much it was worth. Kishar tashlumim, like any other tashlumim. O mashi yishalim, yishalim a peiros, that's all. Even a regular goslin has the right to pay back the money. Here, I'll tell you, you have to badavka pay back the peiros. But how much peiros? Not the pound that you ate, but just the value of the pound. A dollar's worth, pay back a dollar now. That's the suffix in the Gemara. Tzmar brings a raya. Toshima. Omer Rabbi Yosef Toshima. Yosef Kamla Alvin Yeraya. Halacham, Gemara and Erepim we had. Ochal Geroigris. If somebody ate from Truma, Geroigris, Rashi says that's dried out figs. You ate dried out figs of Truma. Halacham is Vishilim Loit Tomorim. And let's say you paid back the kohen dates, is tovul of bracha. You should only get a big bracha. Why? Because you ate something not so value, dried out figs is not so good, and you're paying them back now tomorrow, something much better. Tomorrow says like this, Iyamrit bishleim, it's very good if you're going to tell me, lefimida mishalim. You know how much you have to pay back, lefimida. If you ate a pound of figs, you have to pay back now a pound. So you're paying back now the pound of what of dates. Is amtilohochi tovul of bracha. Now it's very good. Why you get a big bracha? The yochu geruya the gregris. You only ate a pound of dried out figs, which are not worth so much. The shav yezuzi. It's only worth $1. And what are you paying back the kohen with? The koyoyed geruya the tomorrow. You're paying him back a pound of dates, which is the shav yabo. It's worth $4. So therefore, you get a big bracha. You're giving back the kohen really more than you took. Eli yama. But if you're going to tell me. No, lefi dami mishalim, you always only have to pay back had the value of what you took. So, b'zoya, my tovul olav bracha. What's the bibracha? Why do you get any bracha? What's the yashakech we're giving you? The zuzachu, you ate a dollar's worth of the figs. So now, when you pay back the dates, how much dates are you paying back? Not a pound of dates, but a dollar's worth of dates. Is ochel bezuzachu mishalim? You're paying back only a dollar's worth of dates. So what's the bracha? What did you do so great to the kohen? You weighed a dollar's worth and you give him back a dollar's worth. What's the bracha? Rabbi, no, the school wouldn't be a riot, wouldn't be a kasha. Maybe you have to pay back only how much it was worth. If you weighed a dollar's worth, you just have to pay back a dollar's worth now. So the amai tovu olo bracha. What's the yashakayach? What did you do so good to the kohen now? You ate figs, dried out figs. People don't buy it so much. So true, it's worth a dollar, but if the kohen would have had those figs, he couldn't have sold it so easy. And you're giving him back now, true, it's only a dollar's worth, but you're giving him back dates that people jump to buy it. The kofetz means people jump, or leizvini, they jump to buy it. So it's easy to sell it. So therefore, you get a yashkoyach, you're helping out the kohen. Even though you're only giving back a dollar's worth, but this dollar's worth is a better dollar's worth. It's better to have dates than figs. Dates sell faster than dried out figs. So that's the Yasha Koyach. But you have no riot to our shadow. Do you pay back the value or do you pay back the amount that you ate? We're going to now Mishnah. If somebody eats truma of chametz on Pesach, is b'shoigig, if you didn't realize it was truma, mishalem keren v'chomish. That's our Mishnah, that you have to pay back the keren v'chomish. Even though it's Pesach, that it's also banu, it has no value, it's not worth a penny. Still, we say you have to pay back to the kohen a keren v'chomish. Is the yarmit bishleim? It's very good if you'll tell me lefimi de mishalim. You know what? You have to pay back by truma. How much you ate, not the value of it, but how much you ate. Then shopper. Then I understand. Even though you ate chometz on Pesach, that's not worth a penny. Still, after Pesach, you have to pay back the pound worth of bread, because you have to pay lefi the amount that you ate. Eli yarmit. Lefidam mishalim, but this is going to tell me even truma. You have to pay back the value of what you ate in Paris or in Chometzim. Chometz for Pesach ba'damimu. Why should you have to pay back? If he ate truma that was chametz on Pesach, it's not worth a penny. It's also bano. You shouldn't have to pay back anything. Have the Gemara in. I'll tell you now, it's still good on Mishnah. Hormani Rabbi Yosef Glilihi. Maybe really you hold halacha, and that's what we hold halacha, you pay lufi domim. You pay how much the value of it. How does the Mishnah say if you ate chametz on Pesach, you have to pay back, it has no value? Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosef Glilihi. The Omar, chametz for Pesach mutar bano. That's what we had before. His shita is chametz even throughout the 7 days of Pesach, still is mutar bano. Therefore it has value to it. The kohen could use it to burn his oven with. He could use it to bake matzah with it. So since it has some value to it, if you eat it now on Pesach, you have to pay back the value of it, and you have to add another chaymish to it. For the Gemara, ihoch, if that's pshat now Mishnah, we're going according to Yosi Aglili, that chometz is mutar bano, aim a sefer. What does the sefer of our Mishnah say? Bemezid, if yeet is truma bemezid on Pesach, you realize it's truma eating a bemezid, potim in a tashlumim. Now you don't have to pay back anything. Or medima yetzim. You're potter from paying back even the value of the wood. Even for that, you don't have to pay back anything. As a kasha, why not? If bemeiz is true, it's not called a kaporah dikalocha. If ye truma bemeiz, it's called like a gazlin. Like your mama stole something from the kohen now. So, e rab yoyse aglili, but if our mishnah goes to contra yoyse aglili, am I potter min atashlumim, or medima yetzim? Why are you potter from paying back the kohen what you stole from him? The churi, you stole something that's worth, that has some value to it, this chametz, it's mutter b'hano. So whatever is the value of it, you stole it from the kohen. True, you ate it b'mezid, but b'mezid is a gazlan d'galocha. Why don't you have to pay back? And the Gemara will tell you our Tan holds, sovolok rem nechunya ben akona. The Tan of our mission holds, like rem nechunya ben akona, that holds as a ptur of komle b'derab minei. Since you've eaten truma b'mezid, yechayiv misa b'dei shemayim patas you from paying back money. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona shita is Hoyoises Yom Kippurim Kishabes L'Tashlumim. He used to hold that even though Yom Kippur, if you do a malacha on Yom Kippur, if you burn somebody's peiros on Yom Kippur, he holds you're potter from paying back the money. Also mazik. Why? Because if you burn it on Yom Kippur, you chayiv misa what misa koris. So he holds koris is the same malacha like by Shabbos that you chayiv misa b'dayodim. Hey, if you do a malacha on Shabbos, here everybody holds you say, come live with Rav Minei. If you burn somebody's fruits on Shabbos, you chayiv misa b'dayodim. So misa b'dayodim, shita yapata from paying back the money, that's called come Rav Minei. And the Chunim ben Akonah says a chiddush, even Yom Kippur, that doesn't have the chayiv misa b'dayodim. They don't kill you here. Just b'day shemayim, they kill you with the chayiv koris, that also makes the ptur, come live with Rav Minei. So our Tana is saying a bigger chiddush than that. Not only a chayiv koris, but even a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. Because if each shumah b'mezid, there's not a chiyuv koris, it's called a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. It's a little bit different than koris. So even misa b'dei shemayim also has the p'tur of kam l'rab minei. That's pshat now Mishnah. So again, for now Mishnah, you have no raya, you pay back l'fi the amount that you ate. Maybe you have to pay back l'fi the value of what you ate. And if you eat a b'shegeg, the reason why you have to pay back was on chametz according to Yosef Glili, has some value to it, so you have to pay back the value. If you ate it though b'mezid, since you chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, therefore you potter, because come like the Rav Minei. We say we give you the higher punishment, the misa, and not the less punishment of paying the money. So the more good ketanoi, I'll tell you our shayla, when ye truma b'shoigig, do you have to pay back the amount, or do you have to pay back the value? It's a machlokes tanoi. Like we have a machlokes like this. Ho'oyechel truma chametz pesach. If somebody eats truma that's chametz on Pesach, potim in a tashlumim with mayetzim. Diver Rebbe Kiva. Mashim, whether you eat it b'shoigig or b'mezid, even b'shoigig still you potter. He says, Tam, Rebbe Kiva holds you always potter. So, chur, if you eat it b'shoigig, why are you potter? If you hold lefi midah mishalim, how much you took, why don't you have to pay back how much you took? The chur, it's a raya, Rebbe Kiva holds clearly, you have to pay back how much it's worth. And since chametz on Pesach is not worth anything, therefore he holds you potter. We have the Yochanan ben Nuri, Mechayiv, he holds no Yechayiv to pay back. As even though Chometz has no value to it, so what? He holds the Fimidim Mishalim. You have to pay back how much you took. If you took a pound of Chometz, you have to pay back, you have to pay for a pound of Chometz. So this is a Machloikis, Rav Kiva and Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Now the explains the Machloikis, Omele Rav Kiva and Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Kiva spoke to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. V'chimaha no Yeshloi. I have a kasha, how could you say Yechayiv like Rav Kiva holds, you have to only Chayiv for the value? So what kind of value did you take away from the coin? It's not worth anything to the coin. Chometz is also bano. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri answered back to Rabbi Kiva, Omer hano yeish lo yoichol truma tumeya. What hano is a kohen missing if he has truma that's tumey? The kohen can't eat it, and still there's a loch of Yisrael eats it b'shegig. He has to pay back kerem v'chaimish. B'shar koy yimayis hashonim. The rest of the year, not on Pesach. Stam, if somebody eats truma that's tumeya, what hano? What did you steal? Take away from the kohen. Shemeshalom that you have to pay back. Omer loy. So Rabbi Yochanan answered back very easily. True. The kohen can't eat truma tameya. If the truma became tamei, there's a lot the kohen can't eat it. But the kohen could have some hano from it. He's allowed to burn it. He's allowed to burn these peiros and use it for the heat. He could heat up his oven with it. Tayama bizu, Mashenkin and our Mishnah here in this case of chametz on Pesach, that's also banom. Shein loy bo loy heter achilom. You're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach. Loy heter asokom. It's also banor also. So since it's also banor, that was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's taina. How could you? That was Rabbi Kiva's taina to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. How could you say yechayiv? You eat chametz b'shoyge trumam. So what? You didn't take any value away from the coin. Holom is that doima. So Rabbi Kiva, what is this doima to? Le trumas tusim v'anovim. If somebody has berry juice, the anovim, the trumas tusim the anovim, shenitmo shein labem loyheter achilu loyheter asokum. If you have the juice of grapes, no, you have the wine that became tummy. So tomatika wine that's truma, the kohen has no value at all from it. He can't drink it and he can't burn it either. Wine doesn't burn, so therefore he has no hanof from it at all. So in such a case, enechnami, if you eat truma, a wine that's tamei, you'll be potter from paying back. This is the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Kiva. So what's the hezbah in the machlekes? This hezbah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says the reason why you chayiv is because he holds you always pay back lefi mida. There's not a locha how much you took away from the kohen, the value, but just lefi mida. That's the chiddush b'shoygeg. When you eat b'shoygeg, you have to pay back how much the amount that you took, even though it's not worth a penny. So what? The new halacha is you pay back lefi mida. And Rabbi Kiva holds no. He holds your potter because you only pay back the fee, the value, and it has no value. Now the Gemara says another chiddush here. When do we say this klal? B'mafresh truma v'chmitza. If you mafresh truma on Pesach first, and later it became chometz. Avo mafresh truma chometz. But if on Pesach you have chometz and you want to be mafresh truma now on it, like you have your wheat, you didn't take off truma. And the wheat became chametz. Some water fell on the wheat. And now you have chametz stick of wheat. If you want to make a truma, it's not chal truma on chametz stick of wheat on Pesach. Avo mafresh trumas chametz, divrei hakol ein kedusha. Everybody holds it's not chal, the truma is not chal. And the Gemara later will explain it. Like Rashi explains, the Pasuk says, it's only chal truma on something. Rashi say here. At the end of the sugya, we'll explain why. It says here that if you want to be mafresh truma, which is chometz on Pesach, it's not chal the truma. If you have your wheat that became chometz, you can't make a truma. Truma is not chal on chometz on Pesach. That we have a case of the Mishnah here, that you have truma, that's chometz, it's only if you mafresh it before Pesach, or else you mafresh the wheat when it wasn't chometz yet. So now the wheat now that's not chometz became truma. Now if it becomes chometz, that's the case of truma. But you can't be mafresh chometz to make it into truma on Pesach. That we'll see later on, why not. So the kids said, this is the machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Kiva. When you eat truma b'shoigeg, do you pay lefi the amount, how much you ate? Then on Pesach you are chayiv. Or Rabbi Kiva says, no, you pay the value, and chometz has no value. The Martani, that we have another machlekes tanoim. The Pasuk says, v'nosan la'koyin es ha'koydish. If you eat truma b'shoigeg, you have to pay back to the koyin the peiros that you ate, es ha'koydish. Dover horoyu li es koydish. You have to pay back to the koyin something that could become truma. Prat, this excludes li'oichel trumas chometz ha'pesach. If you eat truma, that's chometz on Pesach, you put it from paying back the keren and the chomish. She put them in a tashlumin, umid me yitzim. You don't have to pay back the value, and not even the value of the yitzim. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds. So he dashes the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'nosan lakoyin es hakodesh." You have to, like we're saying, when you eat truma b'shogeg, you didn't realize it. You have to pay back to the kohen what you ate. So here, if you ate truma, chametz dika truma, you can't pay it back on Pesach, because on Pesach you can't make chametz truma like we had before. So since you can't make truma chametz, you can't make chametz into truma, you're potter from paying back. That's what Reb Elazar ben Yaakov holds. Reb Elazar chasmoi mechayiv. He holds no, you are chayiv. He holds if you eat truma that's chametz on Pesach, you're chayiv to pay back. Same achlokes now. Omul Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Reb Elazar ben chasmoi. He asks him, v'chimaha no yesh vebo. Like he asked Rashi explains. Even if you don't know my Xer's custom, my Pasuk here, you don't know there's such a Ptur, but I call upon him, how could you be Mechayiv?